Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tuan Russell, he plays 7 seasons in the NFL, 3 of them with the Dolphins. His story is so great down here for people that don't really know it. You know, he grew up in South Florida, played college football at the University of Miami, and then goes on to an NFL career, and 3 of those seasons are with the Dolphins. And then he comes back, and he's so charitable, and he's got the Russell Education Foundation. And now he's the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, which is, I mean, this is a true South Florida success story.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that he doesn't have his picadillos. He's got a koi pond. If you're going to bring alcohol to his house for a party, you have to check it in 3 days early.
Yeah,
like he's got some weird picadillos, but we love you anyway, Tuan.
Oh, man. I was trying to figure out what a picadillo was. I tried to Google it.
Context clues, you got it. You got it after I announced what your picadillos were. You got it.
Hey, Clyde, how many times you heard picadillo in your life before you got on this show?
Zero. Nobody uses these words, Swan.
Idiosyncrasies? Idiosyncrasies? How about that?
Idiosyncrasies, I can ride with that one. That's in the dictionary.
I just thought I was working with a UM student, you know. Usually I dumb it down for Crowder. I didn't think I had to for you.
I don't think this is about intelligence. I think there's a cultural issue here. I think in my neighborhood, if I walk down the street and said picadillo, I may not make it back home. So I'm just saying.
They're going to beat you up, Tom.
You go ask Randy. Call Randy. Text Randy Crowder and ask your dad if he'd use picadillos when it comes to someone's idiosyncrasies.
Absolutely.
I'll put that on my tacos all the time. Yeah, love tomatoes.
That go right next to the jalapenos, right?
Picadillo. That's funny. So Tua threw 5 interceptions yesterday. Looked better today. But threw 5 interceptions yesterday, Tuan. But you've been through NFL mini camps before, and they were probably tougher than they are nowadays. You put any stock in what you see at an NFL mini camp?
Not at all. First of all, you're in shorts. There's no, you know, there's people are able to do things that you can't do in real life. And I don't have a problem with what happened yesterday, and I'll tell you why. Where else would you gauge what you can do and what you can't do? I mean, he took chances yesterday. He was throwing the ball and saying, okay, can I fit it in this window? Do I have the confidence to do it? You know, I bet you Brett Favre did it all the time. But the difference is, back when he was doing it early on in his career, we didn't have cameras at minicamps. No one saw it. I mean, the greats have been here. The greats have done it. But the only place you can find out if you can fit those balls into small windows is in practice. So he's trying against some of the best corners in the National Football League. And, you know, he wanted to be aggressive. He wanted to see what he can do down the field. So I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, if you tell me this happened during training camp and in the games, and this was a repetitive thing that happened over and over and over, I would be concerned. But for him to go into a practice and intentionally say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try these guys. I'm going to see what I can do. I want to see what my arm strength can handle. I don't have a problem with that.
And Tuan, one more thing too that I was trying to explain yesterday, that these practices, especially this time of year, they're scripted. The coaches sit down before the practice and say, hey, we want to see our offense against cover four. The defense will say, hey, we want to blitz, you know, we want to blitz against crossing routes. Like, can you explain more to the people that what scripted means in a practice?
What scripted means a lot of times is, you know, the offense may say, hey, we want to put ourselves in the worst case scenario. If we're throwing deep down the field, hey, let's play cover four against us. Let's play a deep coverage, something that we wouldn't normally throw a deep coverage in to see if we can handle, to see if our wide receivers will adjust, to see if our quarterback can throw into those small windows so we can understand where our limits stop. Because a lot of times as the offense, the greatest offenses understand where their limits stop and start. And if you understand that, you can call plays for the right situation and for the right scenario. And we have no idea, did the offense go and say, hey, we are running these routes. I mean, sometimes they go as far as to tell the defense exactly what they're doing to force the offense to make plays in tough situations. Because then when you do that, you make yourself better. And people over-exaggerate some of these practices. They're mini camps. I mean, they're mini for a reason. They're small. It's just a small window, a little caption of what he's trying to do. And we can't make this more than what it was. It's just a practice, and he's trying to make a play.
All right, so interceptions aside and today's touchdown passes aside, you feel good about Tua and the Dolphins heading into year two?
Man, I'm excited about the Dolphins. I mean, when you look at what they did in the offseason, what they did in the draft, I think they're setting themselves up for this is the real breakout year. I actually believe they're probably a year ahead of where they thought they would be. And they've been very strategic in bringing in the right fit. Now you're starting to see them, bring guys back like Baker. Like, you're going to see, I think, in the next couple of years, some of those pieces that are going to be mainstays for the team, they're going to start being able to give those guys some money and keep them long-term. And that's where you're going to see the Dolphins take that next step, where they start locking in some of their long-term players and guys that can play. Not guys who we think we can play, not guys that we acquire from somebody else, guys that we drafted, guys that are homegrown. And I'm super excited about the Dolphins. Now, I tell people all the time, I am biased. I'm from here. I played there. I worked there for a couple more days. And for me, I am biased, but I truly believe it, though. I mean, when was the last time you saw the Dolphins highlights on ESPN, on NFL Network? Every time I turn the television on, someone's talking about the Dolphins. It's not just us. People are excited about what Brian Flores has done, and I think we're going to represent and be everything that he wants us to be, and I think we're doing it a year early. And don't be surprised now. We're knocking on people's door, and you know what happens when we win five or six games straight. Everybody start jumping up and down. Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Don't be surprised early on. You see us make a run, and people start mentioning us as one of the top teams in the National Football League.
Doesn't it kind of speak to the excitement down here about the Dolphins, the fact that you couldn't escape Tua talk yesterday? As silly as it was, minicamp day one in a monsoon, he throws five picks, and there's all this chatter from our radio show to Twitter, social media. But to me, doesn't that speak to the excitement about the team?
Absolutely. I mean, we are on a national stage now. People used to ask, hey, who are the stars of the Dolphins? Well, we have stars on the Dolphins football team. You're starting to hear about it. People are excited about what Tua is going to be. And the reason that people are talking about Tua so much, they know if Tua plays well this year, that we have a chance to accomplish all the goals that we want to accomplish as an organization. And that's why we're on every talk show, because we're very intriguing. Because when you look at our defense easily can be argued that we're a top five defense in the National Football League. When you look at our special teams, we're probably top three special teams in the National Football League. So if our offense can get into the top 10, man, I'm going to tell you right now, people have to play football when they come to South Florida. Now they have to really worry about the heat. Now they got to worry about somebody hitting them across the jaw when they're trying to get to the quarterback. So it's really going to be we're really going to be an intense team, because we're playing that way. We're the physicality that we play with, the smartness that we play. We have all those intangibles. Once Tua proves to the world what he can do, then we're going to show the National Football League who the Miami Dolphins is. And I think that we're going to have a great opportunity this year to go pretty far.
And, Twan, you talk about that top five defense, man. And I know the story yesterday was Tua throwing five picks. And I, like you say, I'm with you on the OTAs, minicamps, what does it matter? But with Xavien Howard, because you said top five defense. With Xavien Howard, he's our best defensive player on that top five defense. Do you have a problem with him holding out with 4 years left on his deal, Twan? Because we were talking about it yesterday. He's the sixth highest paid corner in the league. The guys, the five in front of him had eight interceptions combined last season. He had 10 by himself, and there's five guys paid higher than him. Do you see any problem with Xavien Howard wanting to get paid more with 4 years left on his deal?
I mean, it's a tough situation for the Dolphins, and I think because they have great respect for Xavier. When they look at Xavier, he's the type of guy that embodies who they want to be and who they are. And Xavier's in a tough spot because he's like, you know, as a player, you don't want to leave any money on the table. You know, you can only have so many years. And right now, he's arguably one, you know, first or second, you know, cornerback in the National Football League. And he's saying he wants to be paid like he's a first or second cornerback in the National Football League. So, you know, I understand why he's doing it. It's a, you know, it's a challenge that the team has to deal with. But I think they're going to make the right decision. I think they're going to be in communication with him because there's a lot of mutual respect there. There's no, I don't think there's a lot of animosity there. I think there's love on both sides, but I think both sides just need to meet somewhere closer to that, you know, top four guy if they can get there. If not, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the Dolphins hold the cards in that situation, but I think Xavier's like, hey, you know, I've even outplayed what I did before, and you're going to have, you know, pundits throughout the country say, well, he signed a contract. He just signed it last year. He need to ride it out. You know, so you're going to have both sides of it, and I understand it from both sides, but it's a challenge because he embodies who we want to be. And I think the Dolphins are going to figure out a way to make sure he walks out of this feeling good about the scenario.
Twan Russell, you mentioned a couple more days in an official capacity with the Miami Dolphins. That's because I'm guessing you're extremely busy with your new job as athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. How is it going? We talked to you, you know, right after the announcement was made, and now you've been able to, you know, lay your bags down in the office and get to work. What's it like being the AD?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, you know, people keep asking me, "Oh, you get to replace Coach Smith?" No one replaces Coach Smith. I want to make sure everyone understands that. I walk around and just hold his cape. I get to stand in his shadow. I get to hold up his cape. You know, I just watch him do what he does. But no, it's been great. You know, to be able to work with the different sports. You know, just today I had our state champion basketball team. They came into the office and we were just kind of talking shop, and they were telling me about the journey of what it felt like, you know, to be able to start the season and finish with a state championship, and to be able to explain to them, like, hey, I've been there, and to have that camaraderie with them. It was amazing. Like, you don't get to do that in your life. And then them to share with me, hey, here are some things that we want to do as a group. And you see how brilliant athletes are and see how brilliant our high school students are, and to be able to be a part of that process, that maturation process to help them be great women, great men. I'm excited about it. I think, you know, I can sit at a table and talk to a 16-year-old person and then talk to their 40-year-old parent and be able to connect the dots sometimes. Because, you know, there's challenges that happen in all situations, but to be able to connect the dots there. And then also find resources and to make sure that we provide the best education, you know, the best sports opportunities for our athletes at St. Thomas. So it's been cool. It's been cool to kind of dive in it. It's been a couple weeks that I'm here and kind of walking around and making decisions. So it's been great.
Twan, it's like it's big time, bro. That's St. Thomas Aquinas AD. Man, you have a refrigerator in the office, maybe a fold-out couch for naps, a snack drawer, something.
No, this is real. This is good questions,
yeah.
Because that's a high-profile job for prep sports in South Florida.
So if I said all above, would that exceed your expectations?
Oh, you got a fold-out couch for naps?
Koi pond?
No.
You have a koi pond in your office?
I do not have a fold-out couch. That I do not have.
Oh, man.
I want to see his office.
Refrigerator, yes.
You got a refrigerator?
Little mini fridge?
I got two.
Two? Oh,
they're
my
not
goodness.
Mine. They're not mine. They're for staff. Like, when coaches come in, you know, you got water. You got one for water. and you got one for the snacks. That's the only way you get the coaches in. You know, like.
So what do you do? You doing Nick Saban style? You storing little Debbie snacks in there?
No Debbie snacks, but we got, you know, we always keep the. You know, I'm not going to tell you my secrets.
I want to know what's in there. I want to know what's in there. Is it junk?
Hold on. I'm going to open the door. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to open the door right now. Okay. Let's see.
Funky Buddha, IPA. Right, so.
He's a high school athletic director.
We don't have anything like that in here. So I got some Troy's barbecue. I got a thing of Troy's barbecue. Then I have I got some waters. I got a bunch of sodas. Some of the ladies have these, what do you call them, sparkling waters in here. Mm-hmm. And then I have a whole bunch of snacks. So I got Snicker bars, Three Musketeers.
Full size?
No, they're the mini ones. The mini ones.
Really? I would figure St. Thomas would go full size on the candy bars, you know?
No, no, yeah. You buy the snack bag and, you know, the variety snack bag. You don't get – I buy that myself. I can't use St. Thomas money for that.
For the snacks? That seems like that would be communal. That seems perfectly suited for petty cash.
We can't do anything to take away from the books and the computers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, fair enough. I'm not going to argue that. So Snickers and Three Musketeers and some water. So what kind of sodas you got there? You got the cheap ones? You got like Czech Cola or, you know?
Not at all.
All right. I'm just, you got that Kirkland Cola? Kirkland Cola?
No, Kirkland. We don't play the Kirkland now. If you're going to do Kirkland, you got to do Kirkland on your own time in your private situation. And you can't even put it in the public refrigerator. If you're going to have Kirkland, it needs to be outside in the garage where only you can drink the stuff you want. But if you put it in the house where somebody else can grab it, it got to be Coca-Cola or Sprite. It can't just be the Kirkland.
Well, I'm with you there on spending money, Twan, because do you need a defensive consultant, linebacker coach? Just what's the budget there for a defensive consultant?
They spend it all on the snacks.
For you, Crowder, on Thursday, I have a 1 o'clock available. I have a 10 a.m. available. If we need to go to the week of the 21st, I'll open up my calendar for you now.
You say tomorrow at 10 a.m., that's what you say?
Used to be, nah, I would.
I'm going to tell you, we already have a defensive coordinator, so you'll be assisting him.
I know, yeah. I want to be consultant because a consultant makes more money than an assistant.
And does it from home.
Our coordinator, he's going to have to approve on that situation. I'm not going to make any decisions for him. He got Hall of Fame in front of his name.
Is that JT?
Yes, sir.
Man, I whoop JT's ass. 20.
You don't sound like a good assistant at all. What a terrible assistant. You just failed the interview.
Crowd, I love you. I love you, but I'm going to put my money on JT all
day. What? Here we go.
JT's still working out and training. He still can run out. He goes out there and run with the kids. You come over if you want to. JT will walk you out on your fingers.
Quan, we fighting in the closet. Woo! We ain't doing all that cardio. Woo! We fighting in the closet. I'm going to bite him. I'm going to do everything else.
So you think without equivocation, Twan, Jason Taylor takes Crowder in a fight?
I think the first two rounds going to be close. But that third round, JT going to separate
him. See, Twan, you talking about rounds. I'm talking about street fight. I'm talking about eye gouging. I'm talking about putting my middle finger and my ring finger in his throat and dragging him around by his bottom jaw.
Well, I've seen him do it on Sundays. I have not seen him do it in real life. I've heard you talk about it. I'm still going with JT.
I'm 72-3. My record is 72-3, and two of the losses. Two of the losses were to my older sisters who whooped me when I was a kid. And then it was a dude, his name was Jodon Jordan, and I punched him in his mouth as hard as I can, Twan, and he wiped the blood away and said, "Come on." So I ran and jumped in the back of my Diamante and hid from him in the parking lot.
You say you're Diamante?
I had a Mitsubishi Diamante.
Oh, wait, you could drive when you got in this fight and ran?
Yeah. I was about 17.
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. Was anybody you fought a Hall of Famer?
No, but JT got a little bird chest. He got funny nipples.
How about in Oklahoma drills? Crowder and JT in Oklahoma drills. Who walks out of there in pain?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need one more person for the Oklahoma. You need two more people for the Oklahoma drill. Oklahoma drill, JT. Oh, I mean, I'm still going with JT.
Twan.
I mean,
Twan.
I'm still,
on.
It's a man on his...
His voice ain't never going to be that high.
It's a man on his staff, Crowder. This man is on his staff. You know he's going to back up his staff.
I was just trying to get on his staff a second ago, and he told me I have to interview
him.
No, he's going to.
Hey, Twan's a different guy. I used to text him, hey, you want to come on the show? Now I text him, he goes, check with my people, and I'll see if I've got free time. You know, he's got two refrigerators in the office.
Wait, Crowder, you sure you haven't gotten too bougie? Because every time I turn the internet, you seem to be breaking it on your show.
Yes, and I'm still talking about slapping people, Twan. Even with fame, I'm talking about slapping people. JT
is the
competition.
The only people you trying, only people you trying to slap, you trying to make sure they don't fight on the show between Ocho and Brandon.
Brandon Marshall. Yeah.
Okay, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Behind the scenes, they want to fight, don't it?
Yeah. They have a lot of arguments. but just think about this concept, Twan. Two dudes is trying to fight. It's another dude that can stop them from fighting. Who's the baddest man in that scenario?
That's true.
It's the security guard, who is me. Ocho don't want to see me. Brandon don't want to see me. Fred really don't want to see me. Nobody wants to see me.
I thought you were talking about Fred. When you said breaking the fight, I thought you were talking about Fred. I didn't realize you were talking about yourself.
Twan Russell is the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, but still a friend of the program. Did not forget where he came from.
There you go.
Always like that. Thank you for making time for us, Twan.
I appreciate it. You guys are wild.
You know that dude's going out to get some full-size candy bars after this.
I put an invoice in while we were talking.
I'm texting Aronde because I know American Heritage isn't doing little bite-sized bars. I guarantee you that.
They got the small ones.
Well, there's a reason why our staff looks one way and his staff looks another way. I mean, everybody in our staff can fit a 38 pants. So I don't know about them.
OG ain't seen 38 since 9 years old.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll see you, Twan.
All right, guys, y'all take care.
There you go. Twan Russell, proud Hurricane, proud Dolphin, proud St. Thomas Aquinas athletic director.
All right,
that was fun. He is always enjoyable to talk to. We can never get enough of Twan Russell.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.